This is 22-year-old Michael Harris Jr. Michael has just been detained by police after he was found driving the car of Bobby Scott. Bobby was the manager of a Caribbean Jack's restaurant, and his badly beaten body was found in the woods just a few days before Michael was seen driving his car.
So after he blew pictures, the sample was next.
Then that's done, and then I'll get to the next step and I'll talk to you about that, okay? But I'm going to put you in his hands first, and then we'll get to that point, and then it's all... We gotta.
Is it gonna be quick?
We can't. Yeah. Okay. I'm not gonna rush him on what he needs to do, but you need to pay attention, listen to him.
I'm ready.
And go that route.
All right. Just stand up.
Okay.
We'll start with pictures.
At this point, Michael doesn't know Bobby's body was found, and he thinks he is just being detained as part of a routine procedure. Michael's story is that he and Bobby met on a dating site, and together they went on a date to Orlando, Florida. At some point, Michael claims that Bobby let him use his car for a few days, and he hasn't heard from him since. What Michael doesn't realize is he is about to be charged with murder.
From here going forward,
yes,
you're going to be charged, okay?
Charged.
All right, and I'm going to explain that to you.
What you mean?
You're going to be charged with murder.
Murder?
Okay. And then you're going to be going to the jail.
I'm going to jail? What you mean going to the jail?
I want to talk to you, but you've been saying you don't want to talk to me.
I do want to talk, but what you mean I'm getting charged with murder and going to jail?
And I want to answer those questions for you. I want to explain everything to you. But
this,
I need you to agree to speak with me.
Okay, I agree to speak with you. But I'm confused. Why would I be charged with murder?
Okay. I want to show you all that stuff. I want to talk about what we started talking about yesterday. So,
see, this is what I'm
talking about. Are we good to continue talking?
Yes, we're good. But I'm so confused because this is not what you were saying when we were there. You said I was going back home.
All right. Originally, when that all happened... It wasn't going to go that way, but your aunt kind of threw a whole wrench into stuff, okay? We didn't want to cause a problem at your house.
Okay, so why? All right? I'm still confused. Why wouldn't forget what she did. I don't want nothing to get in trouble. I have kids to go home to.
I get that.
Yeah, right? Okay.
We got to break it down, and we got to get the whole thing, okay?
Let's
we got to start from the beginning. So if you're good with that, we can start from the very beginning and go through the whole thing.
Okay.
All right? As if we've never even talked before. If that's the way you want to go, we can do that.
Okay.
As long as you agree to that.
Yes, sir. Okay. I do agree. So, would I still be able to go home today?
No.
I can't go home today?
No. What's unfortunately.
Like this year, I can't go home?
Right.
Like, all jokes aside?
Yeah.
Like, who, why is that?
Okay. So, let's go back to Sunday.
Okay, let's go to Sunday.
All right.
Y'all told me, see, y'all lied to me technically and told me y'all was taking me here, give me fingerprints, all that whatnot. Okay, I agreed to that. I technically didn't have to, but I agreed to it because, you know what I'm saying, I obeyed the law and whatnot.
I think you want to do the right thing.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to go. I have kids, sir. I really have kids, and I can't.
I know you do.
I cannot go to jail, sir.
So here's the deal.
I can't do that.
So we're going to put our best foot forward, and we're going to start fresh.
Okay, we're going to start fresh.
We're going to start fresh, and I think that's what you want.
Yes, sir.
Because to me, dealing with you, You got a lot of baggage,
yeah.
Right? You've been carrying a lot of baggage. You have four kids young. You know, you're dealing with this issue with your mom and her kind of disowning you and all that type of stuff. And you've been dealing with so much shit. You got out of juvie before. It's like you got all this stuff kind of like following you.
Yeah.
All right? And not to mention, then you got some shit going on with your aunt. I know she cares, but in a way, it's kind of like it's overbearing because you can't be your own man.
Yeah.
Because you got all this other stuff kind of weighing you down. I get that.
Yeah.
And I want this right here to be like, this is like your vacuum safe space, right?
Okay.
This is where we're going to air it all out, okay?
Let's do it.
We're going to get all that shit off your chest. We're going to get all this shit out of here. We're going to clear the air finally, okay? And I think that's what you want to do.
Yes.
I fully believe you want you want to be heard.
Yes, I do.
For once.
Yes, and I really do. And I want to go home tonight, if that's possible.
So let's go to Sunday, okay?
Let's go to Sunday. Let's do it.
All right. Explain to me this situation with Bob.
Okay, with Bob.
Yeah.
Once again, Michael explains his story about how Bobby picked him up, and together they went to Orlando, only stopping to have sex in the car. While Michael is telling the story, he realizes if he is being charged with murder, they must have found the body.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't want you to get yourself jammed up telling me things that I know aren't true.
Okay, so I have a question, though. Have y'all found Bob?
We're going to get to that.
Can we, get to that now? Because I want to know.
If you want to tell me where it's at, where he's at.
What you mean?
We can go there. Okay?
You don't know where Bob is at?
That's what I'm hoping you can tell me.
So if you don't know where Bob is at, why am I under arrest, sir? I'm confused. I have to go home.
Listen. Back it up.
Okay, let's
back it up.
Can you back it up?
I want you to keep telling me things because I need you to tell the truth.
Okay, I'm going to tell you the truth.
But you're telling me things that aren't true.
I'm not.
And you keep going back to things that aren't true.
I'm not going back to things.
All right, and I told you, I'm going to call you out on it because you it's not your style, okay?
No.
Your style is not to tell untruths.
Okay, well, first, sir.
That's not your style.
I feel, if I'm not under arrest, sir, can you please?
You are under arrest. I told you that.
I'm actually under arrest.
I already told you that. Yes, you are. Okay, this is me and you talking right now. I don't want you...
Wait, so I'm really under arrest, like I'm going
listen
to
me.
Jail.
Are you going to listen to me?
I'm going to listen, but I have a question.
Oh, give me a second.
Yeah.
I don't want to send you off, throwing you to the wolves, without you being able to tell your side of this, okay? No one else is going to listen to you. I'm listening to you right now. This is your chance. You're not going to get any more chances.
Okay, I have a question, though. Will I still be able to go home tonight?
No, you can't go home tonight. Unfortunately, you can't because, like I said...
So when will I be able to go home?
This is above us right now.
I'm saying, though, when will I be able to go home?
I can't tell you that.
That's what
I'm not in charge of that.
Cannot.
What I'm in charge of right now is being able to take what you say and send it up to everybody else.
Can I please get a phone call, please?
You can't right now. This is us talking.
I know, but
I'll get a phone call right now.
If I feel like I'm being arrested, I want a phone call for a lawyer and I'm going to call mom. I don't want to talk to my mom because... I know for a fact, like, this is not the law. The law says you have to have a lawyer to talk. And I'm so confused because I know what you told me when I was inside the car, you said I wasn't under arrest. You lied to my auntie and basically told her I wasn't under arrest. Now I fear for my safety and I want to call my peoples. I'm sorry, sir.
That's your choice.
I really want to call my peoples because I'm really confused and you're saying you're arresting me and it should be no reason I should be under arrest.
Okay.
I haven't done nothing wrong. I haven't... I hurt nobody.
Take a couple deep breaths.
I am scared for my life right now, sir.
You don't have to be scared for your life. There's no danger to your life right now.
I have kids to go home to.
Can you take a couple deep breaths for me? You get yourself worked up.
I can't, sir. I am scared because I have people inside of there that wanted to kill me, and I put them away because of that. I can't go to jail, sir. I can't do it. I just can't. I can't do it, sir.
Right.
If you can take these handcuffs off of me and we can talk another day, that's fine, but for right now...
We can talk another day, but you said you don't want to talk to me anymore today.
No, I want to talk, but I'm saying...
You just told me you didn't want to talk to me.
No, that's
you
not...
You just said you wanted a lawyer and all this other stuff, then... Because you said that, now you just cut the cord with us.
I'm not cutting the cord with y'all, sir. No, that's not what I'm saying, sir. I'm saying, can I get a phone call? I would still talk to you.
Right now, you can't. That's the thing. Right now, you can't. You can later.
Later?
You're done at that point.
What do you mean later?
When you go to the jail, you can get your phone call and stuff.
Go to
there.
Jail?
Yes, but you can't.
Why would I be going to jail?
I explained it to you in the beginning, and we were going to get all into that.
Can we continue?
You just said you wanted to get all the stuff.
No, but I have permission. I can still tell you that if I want to talk to you or not.
All right. Give me 1 second. I want you to take a couple deep breaths for me. Okay?
I'm so confused.
I get it. Take a couple deep breaths for me.
No, because this is scaring me.
I'm going to step out for a minute.
Go ahead.
Let you collect your thoughts, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
The detective leaves the room after Michael asks for a lawyer. He knows he can't legally ask Michael any more questions, but Michael did ask for a phone. The detective has an idea that maybe Michael will confess on the phone to a family member, or at least dig himself a deeper grave.
I can't do this. I'm not ready for jail. I'm not a jail person. I don't do this. This is not me.
All right, man. I got some news, okay? Normally, we're not in the business of letting people use the phone, right? When they're in custody, we usually don't. With this circumstance, we'll allow that, but it can't be your phone. It's got to be somebody else's phone, okay? So we're going to get a phone for you. Do you have a number in your head?
Yeah. Is that okay? Really under arrest, sir?
You are. I'm not bullshitting you.
I'm going to jail?
You are.
But y'all did not tell me. What?
In the beginning, that was different.
What is the difference now? What is the difference between the beginning and now? What happened from then and now, sir?
Listen to me. I'm going to let you use the phone. You can make a call to somebody, okay? But what I don't want is for it to get you upset after you make this call, okay?
Another officer brings in a phone for Michael to use to call his family.
Hey,
Who is?
It's Michael.
What's wrong, baby?
Hey, man, I think you're talking about I'm going to county.
You going to county?
You talking about arresting me?
For what?
I don't know. I had a husband skinhead.
Why? They ain't telling you?
I'm scared, what? Man.
What happened? Why didn't you tell me?
No, no.
Let me talk to them.
Yeah, man. Hey, yo. That's what I'm talking about. You see what I'm talking about?
Hey.
Hey, she wanna talk to you.
Who is this?
My auntie.
Okay. Okay. What questions can I answer for you? I know. Everything's kind of confused.
Why is he been locked up now? What's going
okay.
on?
So Michael's being charged with murder, okay?
What?
Our victim's name is Bob.
What?
Our victim's name is Bob, and Michael's being charged with his murder.
But okay? they don't have the person. Like, they're saying that he's dead, but he's not even dead. This man is alive, and they're saying he's dead. Now they're arresting me. Well, where's this man at? They can't even find this man. They put this charge on me.
Can you explain to me how this is going on?
Right. Unfortunately, I can't go into detail about this. Michael didn't want to talk to me anymore. I wanted to explain everything to him and get into that, but he said he didn't want to talk anymore. And then I granted him the request to have a phone call right now. So that's why he called you.
Auntie, I don't know what to do.
There's nothing you can do. I mean, all you
want
to do is wait and go to court. Go to court and figure out what, I don't know.
I can't sit in no jail cell, yo.
Well, baby, I don't know what to do right
now because
the only thing we can do is wait and see what the judge says. I mean, because you didn't do anything. So I don't know how
you're
trying to put this on you, but whatever, you gotta wait. I don't know.
All right, love you.
I love you too, baby.
Love you more.
After talking with his aunt, Michael asks the detective if there's any way he can go home. The detective can't make false promises to get him to confess, but if he can somehow imply that it will benefit him to be honest, then maybe Michael will admit what he has done.
Is there any possible way I could try to get myself home today?
Think you try to get what?
Is there any possible way I could try to get home today?
Not today.
What if I, like, say something or anything? Still no?
Probably you gotta tell me the truth.
Would I be able to go home today?
You can't go home. You can't go home. You can't go home today. That's not going to happen.
Like, I literally can't, no way possible.
Well, listen. Got into a bind, obviously. Listen, you know your rights. You said you know your rights.
Yeah.
You brought it up to me a couple times.
I know my rights, but what I'm saying to you.
Once you start saying stuff like that and you want a lawyer, boom. I can't even ask you any questions, okay? And that's it. I'm just doing you a courtesy, letting you make some phone calls that normally we don't do to let people understand what's going on today.
But I can't go to jail though, sir.
I understand.
I can't do it.
I understand that.
I'm not for jail. That's not for me.
No, I don't think anyone's for jail.
No, what I'm saying to you is that I can't be inside of here, sir. I can't do it, sir.
I'll give you some advice.
Sir.
And the advice I can give you is, you got to do the right thing.
In general,
you just got to do the right thing.
I can do the right thing, but please, sir, I can't go to jail. I can't do it, sir. I can't do it. I can't do it. Please, can you take these off of me and take me home? Let me see my kids.
Michael is allowed to make another phone call, this time to his mother.
Hello?
Hey, Mom. Hey, did my girl call you?
She texted me.
All right, you know what's going on?
I do know what's going on.
I love you, Ma.
Michael, what the fuck did they say? What'd they say?
They better take me to jail, man.
Michael, don't cry. Don't cry.
Ma, I can't do it, right? You know I can't go to jail.
Michael, stop crying.
I can't, Ma.
You can't go in there. You can't go in there. You can't go in there like that. You can't go in there crying. You can't let them see you crying. None of that. Keep your head up, baby. I love you too. Stop crying. Stop crying. Hold your head up, baby. It's gonna be okay.
All right.
I love
Mike too. Tell my brother that's how I love him.
I will.
The detectives leave the room, and for the next 30 minutes, Michael cries out to God, begging him not to allow him to go to jail. Michael's crying makes him appear more guilty, as if he's being punished for what he has done. If Michael was innocent, he would express his anger for being accused of such a crime, and he would demand to be released.
Please, can I go home? I'll do anything he asks me to do. I'll get all the drug dealers. Just let me go home. What the fuck, bro? Hey, excuse me, somebody. Officer, can you please talk to me, sir? I don't want to be here no more. I want to go home. Can I please go home? Like, I need to go home.
He advised you or told you that we can't talk to you anymore unless you want to talk to us.
I want to talk to y'all. Please talk to me. And please, can you, like, tell me why I'm getting arrested?
Okay. Now, do you want to, again, what I'm going to do is this, then. I'm going to re-Mirandize you. I'm going to read you all your rights all over again.
Okay, I'm still getting arrested?
Yes.
And I'm going to jail tonight?
Yes, sir.
What?
But like Detective Amrine explained to you, to talk about the specifics of the case, you asked me, Michael, about this homicide case. Okay, you asked me about it. And
homicide? Why do you say homicide like a murder?
That is a murder.
He's dead?
We believe in him. He's dead.
I don't even know if he's dead or not. He could be somewhere with somebody else. He could be in handcuffs right now. He could be with a whole different person. He could be with somebody right now. Y'all put me in handcuffs. Oh, my goodness.
I want to be clear, though.
Yes, sir.
I cannot talk about anything about the investigation.
I know that. I know you
can't. Unless you want to talk to me about it.
Okay, well, sir.
So, stop. Again, I can reread you your rights. I want to reread you your rights.
Okay, I have a question. Can I have
a question? Is it a legal question?
Yeah.
Well, if it's a legal question, I can't answer it. Because
legal?
Yeah, legal question. If it's a question outside the scope of, am I going home today? I can't answer it unless I read you your rights. Do you understand?
Yeah, come on, let's do it. Read some rights. Do it all over again.
Okay. Warrant for arrest. Second degree murder weapon. Signed by Judge Clayton. Tomorrow, your bond is none.
Wait, I didn't even do nothing. I don't have no murder.
Okay. Well, I was going to talk to you about things, but your whole spiel before I walked out of the room just now about you think that we're using some kind of tactics to make you talk and that we just did a search warrant and we don't have an arrest warrant.
It's nothing like that. It's,
you said it.
No, that's not
my feelings.
That's not what I mean, sir. It's definitely not what I mean. I'm just really confused because, really, sir, I am a good person. I'm a good dude. I wouldn't hurt nobody. And if... I'm so confused why I'm getting arrested. I shouldn't be getting arrested. Y'all literally told me I would come home today. I told my girlfriend I would come home today. I told my kids I was coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I can't lie to them. Can we make this a way where I cannot lie to them?
No. Because, again, I have a warrant from a judge that says you will be arrested, and you are being arrested for murder, and your bond is zero.
And I have to wait?
None.
That's a real problem?
Yes, I don't know, understand how you think that the law enforcement can just arbitrarily arrest people or put people in handcuffs and then take them to jail.
I'm not saying none of that, sir. I'm just so confused because I know I did not do nothing, and I'm trying to go home to my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do you need me to do right now?
That's not how it works.
Okay, so how does it work?
I'm just letting you know that we have enough evidence on you. A judge reviewed all of our probable cause and determined that you are responsible for the murder of Bob.
I'm responsible for the murder of Bob.
Yeah.
Bob is not even dead. How is it? Okay, can I ask what evidence do you have on me?
No.
No? I can't ask that?
No. Because you are entitled to the legal process, you're entitled to discovery, and your defense attorney can ask for all that, and you can have your day in court.
A court? Day in court? Jail? Prison?
Well, you're going to go get to be held responsible for the murder of Bob. So what do you think is going to happen?
Responsible? I didn't kill this man.
Okay. Well, the evidence that we have suggests that you did.
Okay, so what evidence do you have that suggests I did?
I don't need to tell you what happened because you were there.
I was there for what?
For the murder.
I was not there for no murder. I didn't kill this man.
Okay. I hear that quite a bit from individuals who say that, that they didn't commit any crime, but truth be told, I usually, 100% of the time, they're lying.
No, but...
Just like you lied earlier about the whole thing with Orlando. It really bugs me, too.
No, what I'm saying to you is the difference with me is... Mm-hmm. I will tell you the truth, especially about a damn murder.
Right.
I wouldn't lie about a murder.
Right, but you've already lied to us, Michael.
No, what I'm saying, I'm telling the truth, sir. I don't want to go to jail, sir.
Nobody wants to go to jail. It's not a great place to go.
So I'm actually going to go to jail right now.
Yes, you are.
I have not killed nobody, sir, though.
The evidence suggests, Michael, that you killed Bob.
Where's Bob at?
He's dead. You tell me.
But
I can't tell you. You can't tell me now where he's at because you invoked your right to an attorney. And I got to go.
So my thing is, right, okay, I killed Bob, right? That's what you're saying, right? I killed Bob.
You killed Bob.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Quotation marks. Because I know for a fact, guarantee fact, I did not kill this man, and last time I seen him, he was alive. So what I'm saying to you is the evidence that you supposedly have on me, I am allowed to see the evidence and hear this evidence.
Yeah, when your defense attorney gives it to you.
My defense attorney?
Yes.
Sir.
Yes, that's how the law works, Michael.
Normally, during these interrogations, the detective is trying to get the suspect to admit what he has done. In this case, Michael has asked for a lawyer, and he said he will say whatever it takes to go home. Because of that, the detective can no longer discuss the case with him. Plus, they already have more than enough evidence to secure a conviction. The detective decides to book Michael into jail for now, but he will speak with him again soon.
All right, man. You ready? Stand up.
What?
We'll take this with you.
Be a favor, look at me.
If I'm doing anything stupid, you gotta put them behind your back for now, okay?
If I'm going to jail for real?
You are.
Sir, oh my God.
Listen to me carefully, okay?
No.
All I gotta do is put them behind your back.
No. Tell me one more phone call.
Yeah, I'll talk to him to come back here. All right, turn around.
Wait, so I'm not leaving yet?
Huh?
I'm not leaving yet? So what the heck? Put a phone call.
Yep.
What the hell? Wait, so you're... Oh, my God, yo, no. What the... Oh, my God, yo. I have to go with my kid. What the fuck?
I'm going to take your papers with you, because this is your copy.
And I'm going with you?
Yep. You step out that door, make a right.
A couple days later, the detective has Michael come back, saying that he needs his fingerprints again. They already have enough evidence to secure a conviction, but if he can get a confession, that would be icing on the cake.
All right, well, that's just me. As long as you're just talking shit, that's cool. So I'm going to bring in some civilian people to take care of this, and I don't need no
man. We don't know if I'm serious or not. If I say back up, that means I'm serious.
Well, let's have one thing that we're understanding here. There's going to be none of that. Okay, we're going to get taken care of. We're going to get squared.
I'm straight.
You're straight?
I'm good, bro. All right,
good deal.
Yeah, so when they come in here, what they're going to do is they're going to kind of direct what they need you to do and just listen to them, and it'll get smooth and easy, and it'll be done. Okay? Thank you.
You know, my food will get cold.
Maybe they'll give you another tray.
They ain't gonna give me another tray. I want what's in my tray, because what's in my tray, I got something special, so I'm trying to get back to it.
Yeah. Well, like I said, man, this goes smooth. You get over there real quick and get you out of here, okay?
My phone, my money and all that, where's that at?
That's all in evidence. It's no one has it. It's all in evidence.
Okay, I got a question, though. What I want is, can y'all give my phone to my lady? Because that's, I'm going to hug.
We got a hold of this evidence right now, okay?
How long would, because she need it back, because she want to take me off just in case I, you know what I'm saying?
I got you. Yeah.
She's paying for it, and she don't want to be paying for it if I'm not using it.
Yeah, she just got to get in touch with T-Mobile and let them know kind of what's going on and that the phone's in evidence. That's all she has to say is the phone's in evidence. So she
will I get my phone back when I get free?
That's all.
We're not involved. Just have the water cooler. It's cold.
What you were saying, though?
Yeah, it's in evidence right now, so obviously we can't get into details about anything right now. But it's going to be in evidence for the foreseeable future. That's all I can say right now. Okay?
But when I get free, when I get butt out and whatnot, so will I be able to get my phone back?
No. It's got to stay in evidence.
So when I get free, I still can get it?
If you get free, big if you get free.
Are you talking about free, like acquitted?
Yeah. No, I mean like free, like. I'm home. I'm out of jail. I ain't...
Like, if you get a bond and get out,
yeah.
No.
I don't get back?
No. Because that's the same as evidence, because the case isn't over.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
Uncuff him, but if you don't want to, that's fine.
I'm not going to go anywhere. You know that.
Well, I can tell you this. If I do take him off with you and you start acting crazy, then it's going to be, that's not good for you.
You think honestly, I'm as crazy when I already got these serious charges right now?
Here's the deal. Come on.
Everything looks good.
Listen, Michael. Everything's recorded. Everything's like that. So there's not going to be anything about brutality or anything.
No,
it's going to have nothing to do with this. So if I decide to take this off of you, and then you go crazy, then understand the repercussions. Do you understand?
Oh, bro, you do it, bro. Good.
I don't feel comfortable taking it off.
Okay, then we won't.
I really don't.
Then we won't. If you don't feel comfortable,
because
we won't.
Here, I don't.
We're gonna do your left thumb all the way to your left little finger, and then we're gonna.
You know what's crazy, officer? Second officer. You know how y'all came and got me, right? You know, technically, I had to come up my house, right? I could have stayed in.
Yeah, you could have. We just kicked your door in.
You're right.
I couldn't do that. Because that's not my house. And you had to search one for me, not for the house. So if you would kick the door in, you would got sued by the person that actually owns the house. Because I don't live there.
You know?
No. I just stayed here for the time being with my girl. We were moving. So if you would kick the house in, y'all would have got sued.
I do.
But you have a lot of time the rest of your life to do what you're studying in jail about the law.
Oh, no, I'm not studying. I'm suing y'all. Just looking. I'm talking prison. That's cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're listening to your auntie at the jailhouse?
No, I'm not listening to my auntie. I'm listening to my lawyer.
Oh, what's that? Who do you have?
Oh, don't worry about that. It's none of the information.
Oh, we talked to him earlier today.
Cool, that's cool. I talked to him.
Yeah.
In the end, Michael would take a plea deal for 45 years in prison in exchange for his guilty plea. Even though Michael never gave details of the murder, prosecution had a good idea what had happened. Michael had a history of posing as a gay prostitute, so he could blackmail and rob his victims. Michael used a dating website to find Bobby, hoping he could blackmail him into giving him some money. It's unclear whether Michael decided to kill Bobby because he felt like doing it, or if Bobby told Michael he wasn't going to give him any money. Either way, Michael would kill Bobby and leave his body in the woods. Bobby was just looking for a date, and because of that, he lost his life. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this case, so please share them in the comments below.